have reached Dwight Beach Confession.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Father, ruin this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman. Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
All right.
What
the fuck
happened?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon, green, soft bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
Yo, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You
don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick.
Skype, all right. What's going on?
Hello.
What are you guys doing? What happened? Why? All
right, what happened?
I don't know. You tell me what happened.
I don't know. I'm going to hear nothing. Now we hear something.
Yeah, it's because I unmuted. I figured out why you guys can't hear the intro, because I mute the Skype and it just kills all the sound sharing. But Skype restarted in the middle of the intro, so I brought Skype back up. Then all of a sudden, I could hear Milkman talking. I'm like, oh! I was like, hang on, don't say anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we're here. We're here for the show machine. Yeah, it's all up. It's all up and running. I just got the DTV intro for Carlito's show playing right now. Yeah.
I forgot to play the partially edited version of this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo! And he has a nice little buffer here, so when he come on, he had about 45 seconds to say what he wanted to say. Yeah, it's very, very nicely done by DTB. It's very, very nice, very smooth. But yeah, we're here. We're going to do some shows. We'll try to do some remembrance of the Carlito tonight. I believe Monday will be, third year since he's passed on Monday? I believe so. Hang on, I got a sticker right here. Yes, 3 years Monday. Yes. So we'll do some remembrances. Community Calls Night did a nice memorial show last night. People were sending in their fondest memories and the best calls that they enjoyed. I've got a folder of calls. If people have calls that they would like to hear that we didn't play last night, send them to me. Probably the easiest is on Discord or Prankcast, I guess, if I keep paying attention. But yeah, we're here to do a show. Let me hit this music now. Let me hit this second-rate music right here that I have. Second-rate. All right, so we're gonna do what we do. We're gonna do what Carlito inspired everyone that's pretty much here and in this community to do, either to listen to prank calls or participate in prank calls. So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna call this guy. We're hoping these numbers are accurate for him.
Hello.
I was trying to reach.
Hello?
I was trying to reach Mark.
Who's speaking?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of. I've talked to Allie. She didn't tell you I was going to be calling back. I was calling about the pizza from here at Domino's.
Oh, okay. Yes, please. Oh, okay. That's great. Sorry, I had an LA number call me, and I'm like, I usually don't answer.
Oh, it's being routed. Yeah, it's being routed through the through the VoIP system. So I'm not even sure what area it would be popping up. All I know is I pick up the phone here in the office.
Great, actually, I've been at work all day, and I didn't have a chance to reply to the email that you guys sent me to about that last night.
Okay, so you haven't replied to it, but did you read it?
I read that I had. Don't
you call here again, you little asshole?
I'm sorry.
I didn't say nothing.
I could have swore I heard a woman's voice.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, hang on just a second. Let me make sure nobody picked up the extension out in the kitchen. Hey guys, leave extension one alone. I'm on with the customer. Sorry about that. I don't know if it was them or not.
Hey, I'm good. This is a random number calling me, and I'm good. I don't.
So there
sounds like a scam.
No. I was just making sure that everything was fine with your pizza and that you got the email.
No,
we didn't hear back.
No, it was not. No, it was not at all. Okay. I got a slice delivered, or I got a pizza delivered, and there's a slice taken out of it.
And was that delivered by our driver, or was it delivered via DoorDash?
I don't know who it was delivered by. It was from Domino's Pizza.
Well, you see, I would easily be able to reprimand one of our drivers if they were ones that...
From Columbus, Ohio. North Hill Road. That's where you need to call them and talk to them.
No, that's where I'm at, is what I'm saying. I'm at the... I'm here at the store.
But this is a Los Angeles number calling me.
Right. So. And when you call from a computer, it routes it through.
I didn't call from nobody. You called me.
That's what I'm saying. I call using our customer service database. Routes it through the call center. And then I end up speaking to you. I don't control what shows as an outcoming number.
Do you have a delivery driver? What was your delivery drivers last night? What were their names working?
Kyle was one guy that was working, and then Chad.
No, that wasn't the delivery driver's name at all.
I mean, it was delivered to Long Road, correct?
Yeah, but right. It wasn't like, so when it came up, no, I don't.
I'm not sure where the confusion is.
If you call me back from a Columbus, Ohio, if you call me back from the store number, can I call the store right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speak to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I don't want to get, I'm not getting scammed. You call me from a Los Angeles number.
Yeah. No. Okay. Listen. Okay, don't call the store. Listen. Don't call the store and talk to my boss. Okay. I'm the guy that dropped off your food last night, and I wanted to tell you that that slice was delicious.
Okay. So if you dropped off my food last night, why are you trying to call me and trying to fucking pretend to be somebody like you're not?
Because I wanted to see if you'll order another piece because I'm hungry. Order another pizza and I'll drop it off and I'll eat a slice.
Oh man, you're a fucking asshole, aren't you?
No. Can you please? Can you please? They don't pay us enough here. You didn't tip well either.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tipped your mom in the ass last night. She was a fucking whore. She slobbered all over my knob all night long.
You'll never eat pizza in this town again, sir. I'm going to talk to my fellow drivers in the union, and we're going to blacklist your house.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Mark. Calling back about the pizza. If you want, give me a call back. I mean, I do have to say, though, when I spoke to you previously, you sound a little thick in the neck, like you got a lot of loose skin hanging. Maybe next time you don't order the 9-piece marbled cookie brownie to go along with your 12-piece crispy bacon and tomato bread and your 12-inch pan pizza, okay? Maybe one missing piece was the least of your worries, all right? Just going to put that out there. All right, call me back. I'll talk to you later. Bye. All right. Hi. Ouch. Sorry, I hit my shin. Is Curtis around?
Who's calling?
Oh, we're calling from Paramount. We're calling regarding his concerns about Beavis and Butthead.
Okay. He is not here right now. I mean, do you have an email or a phone number I can forward on to him? Or?
My phone number should have popped up on the caller ID.
Oh, let me see if it did.
Yeah, put your glasses on.
Well, it goes away when I pick up the phone, so okay. That's why it didn't show up there. I may have to scroll back and look. But if you want to give me, let's see, I'll get paper here. And you're from Paramount?
Yep.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Judge, Mike Judge.
Mike Judge.
Yep.
And your number?
Let's see here. My telephone number is right there. Oh, I'm sorry. It didn't pop up, did it?
Well, it's gone away right now.
Okay.
Phone,
yeah. So. I don't know what this extension is. So if you just want to look when we're done with the telephone call, that'd be great. But we saw his post. He says he wants to see more nudity in the Beavis and Butthead cartoon reboot. We will put that in there. I'm sorry.
I'm not a fan of the show. He probably, that's what boys do. They love that show, or men do. They love that show.
Yeah, it's nostalgia.
I never get it. I'm watching Golden Girls. I'm good.
Dorothy. Yeah, Dorothy's my favorite. but yeah, if you just want to write down that we're going to insert more full frontal nudity into the cartoon, just from his input, like we fully appreciate it. We feel it's going to improve the quality.
Okay, you're going to insert more full frontal nudity because of his input, okay?
Correct.
And I'll look up, I guess you don't have the number, and I'll look up the extension, I guess, if you need me to.
Yeah. Because if he would call back, because I want to give him some money. I want to give him credit.
Oh, well, that'll be good.
Did you see his comment that he wrote on there?
No, I have been doing
Oh, yeah, he said.
His sister graduated from college today, so it's been a busy day.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it right here. Give me just a moment. It says, from Curtis, I see this. It says, we need more It says TNA, but it stands for tits
and ass.
I
know it's TNA. I'm a woman. I understand what that stands for.
Okay, all right. And and then he sent a picture. He sent a picture. He goes, "This is what I'm talking about." And it was a full frontal picture. And he it says Teresa on it.
Okay.
And he sent that to us. He says, "Here, draw this." And it's a nude woman. I would guess probably early 50s.
Don't you call here again, you little asshole.
I'm sorry?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, neither did I. But you clearly heard
that. That's weird.
You clearly heard that too, though.
Yes, that's not coming out of my mouth.
I was messing around with the Ouija board earlier. And
well, there you got me there. Bye.
It scared her off. Oh, the fucking
that was
Ouija.
Perfect.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Oh, the Ouija board scared her. You guys, I'd explain that voice. We say Ouija board, and she was done. Oh yeah. You know what I'm gonna do? that was fucking funny. I'm gonna turn these lights off. I'm gonna turn those two lights off. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Maybe it'll stop being so hot in here. Whew, that was great. I love that. That's fucking... She was already dumbfounded because apparently Curtis, who is her husband, is... She sounded like some elderly woman. She's only like 52 or 3. She sounded like an old-ass woman. Wow. Wow.
Hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Todd. Calling from over here at Paramount. We just got word over here that you're not impressed with the second season of Beavis and Butthead so far. We have filed your opinion in the toilet. It'll be flushed later, but if you want it before then, you could come retrieve it because you sound like an asshole. Okay? And if you'd like to debate me on such a fact, you can call me back. All right? Yeah, you effing jerk face. Yeah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Christy. I'm calling about the big fat mattress that you and Chaz were interested in. If you want to give us a call back, I'll give you this promo code. The promo code is for a percentage off, and it's based on your BMI. So if you're at 35% BMI, you get 35% off. If you're over 50% BMI, you get 50% off. So just call back and let us know what your BMI is. All right, I'll talk to you later. See you later there, big tummy.
Hey, leave me a message.
Hey. Christine, you rolled over on the phone. You broke it. Come down and we're going to give you 35% off a Big Fig mattress. And then we're going to give you a mouthful of fries or a fistful of fries, whichever is bigger. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Kendra, how are you? Call from over here at Bud Light. We did see you were corresponding with a few different people in our latest advertisement on Facebook. If we could ask you to please don't antagonize the MAGA Republicans that are on our advertisement. You seem to be stirring them up quite a bit, and they're getting very angry. As you probably know, we took quite a loss after we angered them with our advertising tactics. So we're trying to win them back at any way possible. So if you don't mind coming in and presenting your breasts, we'll print those on our next Bud Light cans. And then you'll be Insta-famous and possibly an influencer yourself. All right. We'll talk to you later there, Kendra. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi. I was trying to get a hold of Beth.
Who's this?
My name is Dwight. I'm calling from over here at Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Cheese. Gardner's Wisconsin Cheese.
You're selling cheese?
No. She made a comment. She was inquiring about cheese.
Oh, okay. It's... 10 o'clock at night here. I just thought somebody died or something. And
well, I'll tell you one thing. You'll die if you decide not to purchase my cheese.
Hang on.
Cheese so good, it'll make your prostate fall out.
Yeah, well, it's 10 o'clock at night, too.
Shut up and give Beth the phone. Shut up.
Hey, fuck you.
I here come here to talk to you, Beth, the decision maker. Hey, gatekeeper, let me talk to Beth.
You know, you're kind of rude. Why are you calling at 10 o'clock at night and acting like an asshole?
Because we have cheese that's about to expire, and I'm going to give it to her at a discounted rate. Hello? Hello?
I know nothing about cheese.
Beth, you commented on our advertisement about the cheese. You said it looks it looks so delicious, but you couldn't afford it.
Hey, why don't you kiss my ass and fuck you?
Hey, Kat, would you let Mad stab you in the leg like from that movie last night we watched? With a fork?
Depends what the circumstances are.
Just because?
No.
Like you came home and you didn't have an idea of where you wanted to go eat for the night, and you just go, oh, I don't care, anywhere. And then he stabbed you in the leg.
Stab.
He's like, here's where we eat then, and he stabs you in the leg.
No, I don't think I'd like that.
That's when he's like, that you're like, be... I don't know, where do you want to go? And then he stabs you in the leg with a fork, and he goes, fine, dig in, bitch.
Wow, we have words, to say the least.
That's good eating.
Yes, I
can
help you.
Yeah, I'm in my room, and I just woke up. Oh my god, I got such a headache. I really tied one on yesterday for Cinco de Mayo. And I just came to, and there's a lot of stuff missing in this room.
You just came back to your room now? And
no, I've been sleeping in my room. I've been in here. And I just woke up because I got really drunk yesterday. It was Cinco de Mayo. I had tacos and tequila, half price. And I just woke up, and like 90% of what's supposed to be in here is gone.
So you missed things.
Yeah, the toilet's missing.
The
heater's gone. The heater thing's gone. The TV's gone. The bed I was sleeping on, gone. I woke up on the floor and I had a pillow. When I went to sleep, I was on a bed. I had two pillows, and now gone.
What is your room number?
215.
216?
Yeah.
Are you calling the wrong hotel? We don't have that room.
Yeah, 235.
You're calling Hyatt Place?
Yeah.
Flushing?
Yeah, Flushing.
What is your last name, sir?
Last name is Johnson. Hello?
I'm still here, sir. One second.
Okay. I gotta use. There's only a hole right here. I'm gonna squat over the hole, and I'll make a poop until you bring me a new toilet. Hello?
Yes, hello.
I'm sorry that I gotta do this with you on the phone, but I have to poop. I gotta.
Okay, we don't have. I don't see your reservation. Are you calling from our sale?
I'm in the hotel right now. I'm in it.
Can you come to the front then?
No, I'm pooping. I'm pooping. I'm pooping in the hole.
Okay,
I'm pooping in the hole.
Okay, when you don't, then you can come to the front.
But I'm never gonna be done. It's a big one. Tacos and tequila really does it to me.
Okay, I don't need to know the details. You can give a call when you're done.
No, ma'am. Okay. It's like ice cream, but for old people without lactose.
Okay, we didn't receive any issue with that. I'm not understanding what you're saying about the pain.
That's a big one. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Sherry speaking.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
I'm over here over at Soft Feels Shoes. You made a comment on our shoes ad the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, about, were you concerned about it, too much dirt coming in the house?
Yeah, through all those holes in there, you go through a muddy area, and they're just going to fill up with dirt.
Okay, but what do you, I understand that, and I can see where you're coming from, and I'm just going to jot this down real quick, this information you're giving me. What do you do about your holes?
I don't have any.
You don't have any holes?
Not in my shoes.
Okay, and you haven't, so you haven't bought our shoes before?
No, no, but I was just looking at them, at things I look at, like thick tread, like tire tread.
Yeah, well, we tried to copy K-Swiss's tube shoes. It's almost exact replica, but you'll never be able to prove that in court. I'm just going to say that right now.
No, I was just looking at them. I guess I critiqued them as I saw them, but... Huh?
What was that now?
There was a third person said something about an apple.
I heard that too. But we don't sell apples here. We sell shoes.
Right? I don't have no apples either.
Oh, I hope this has nothing to do with that Ouija board I was fucking around with earlier. No, there was a Ouija board app while a friend of mine got me to download it, and like I thought it was silliness, and all of a sudden like I've been hearing voices nonstop, like audible voices.
No, there's a was messing around with that once years back,
your
and there's a there's a way to start them and a way to end them.
I threw it in the fire.
Oh no!
Did I mess up?
Well, I don't know, because if you can't close it now, did you just let a demon know it?
I mean, I hope not.
Geez, I hope not either. You better say some prayers.
Sherry,
what the fuck was that? No, I just heard some You heard that too?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it sounded so fucking evil.
I know it. That's crazy.
I'm glad he knows your name and not mine.
Well, at any rate, I...
So the shoes. No, I the think... shoes. Yeah, let's just get back to it. We'll ignore them. All right. So what about the shoe? So other than that, you're afraid it's going to drag in too much dirt and dust.
And the holes would get plugged up, and you'd have to take a stick or something, and some of the mud down by like the river would be like cement mud trying to poke that through there again, I would only assume. I don't know. I was just kind of looking at them logically. If you could, like, do something around the edges, like, I know the holes are there for the bounce, right? Because it gives them a give and flex.
Yeah, well,
but
it's
I wonder
it's
something
meant
you could put around the outside that would close, that would seal the holes off.
Well, you see, it is for the bounce, and we're right now getting into the market where we're trying to market towards diabetics, large people that may have foot problems, but our ultimate goal is to get into the sex worker market.
The what?
Basically, prostitutes. They do a lot of walking. They do a lot of walking. They should be comfortable. So that's our target audience. And you don't. You're too nice of a lady. You're too nice of a lady. No. You don't sound like a prostitute at all.
You're hilarious. I needed a good laugh.
Oh, did you
have a good night?
But wait. Will you? No, pray with me. Pray with me first. Don't leave me. Don't leave me with this devil. Let's pray. Say your favorite prayer.
Geez, I can't think of a prayer. I know one for enemies.
Enemy? All right, let's get that one. Let's do that one.
Okay, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Heavenly Father, please so change the hearts of our enemies that we may live in one in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And let me mark this down on my. I'm going to type this down too. What were we drinking tonight?
I'm drinking coffee.
No. What'd you put in the coffee? What'd you put in it?
Nothing. Have a good evening.
I'm going to mark down whiskey.
Oh, I do drink whiskey, but I didn't drink any tonight.
Why would you lie to me? I thought we were friends. We just warded off a demon together, and you're lying to me?
You are hilarious. I don't. Jeez.
But see,
my mother
again.
Told me I shouldn't be talking to strangers, so you have a good night.
Are you going to yell stranger dangers at me? Stranger danger?
It's been fun.
All
good
right.
night.
All right. I love you.
Please leave your message for
Jerry.
Jerry. Sounds like you had a bit of a problem setting up that voicemail there, bud. Listen, calling from over here at Softfeel Shoes. I understand it was about a two-week process to get you your shoes. We wanted to let you know that's because when we did a Google search of your house, we did the street view and we looked at your house, and we said, this motherfucker can't afford our shoes. Nah, so we delayed it. We thought that we were going to get a charge back. That you're going to try to get shoes for free. Because let's face it, your house does look a poor. But that's neither here nor there. If you want to give us a call back and give us your input, we'd greatly appreciate it. We got a nice survey we'd like you to take. Okay, bye.
Hello, this is Chuck E. Cheese Pro City. This is...
Hello?
Chuck E. Cheese Honolulu.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, I'm in the bathroom right now. And the mouse, you know the guy, the person dressed as a mouse...
You're in the bathroom right now?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's going on?
The guy dressed as the mouse, the guy dressed as Chuck E. the Cheese?
Yes.
He's in here and he's got his head off and he's shooting hard H.
He's shooting hard H?
Yeah, he's doing heroin in the men's bathroom here. I know what heroin looks like, ma'am, and that's straight tar heroin. He's in here. Oh my god. I gotta whisper. I think he's on to me. Ma'am. Hello? What do you think the chances are she's going to check out that mouse situation?
Hello?
Ma'am, he's on to me. Ma'am, oh no. Ma'am, he's on. Oh my god.
Wrong number because Chuck E. Cheese is right here.
Oh no. Does he look high? Because I'm still in the bathroom.
What the? Have a nice day, sir.
He's high. Drug test him.
Joseph from Hull Island. This is Payne speaking. How may I help you, sir, ma'am?
Hi. You can address me as sir, but listen, I'm in the bathroom. Some kids are bullying me, and they chase me into the bathroom.
Did you call security? I would suggest calling security. If it escalates, call 911.
But I don't know about security. I'm in the bathroom, and they're outside the stall. I locked the stall door, and they're outside. Oh no, they're kicking the door.
Oh boy. Alright, sir. Just hold on tight.
They're trying to take my tokens. Tight. They're trying to take my tokens. Come on.
Hi, this is Kiki Kingdom. How can I help you?
Hi. Listen, my kid is there playing right now, but some little bullies chase me into the bathroom. They're trying to take my socks and shoes.
You're in the boys' bathroom right now?
Yeah, I'm in the stall right now. Uh-oh, ma'am, they're trying to get into the stall. They're kicking the door.
Oh, okay.
Oh, holy shit! Oh my god! Oh my god! Here, take my shit. Go.
Dan Busters, how may I help you?
Hi. Listen, I gotta be very, very quiet. Listen, some kids chased me into the men's room and they're trying to take my play card, my power card. Three bullies. I would guess they're about 9 or 10. Have chased me into the men's room, and I'm trying to be quiet because if they find me, they're gonna take my power card and they're gonna run all of my tokens out. They came up short in the gift shop, ma'am. They didn't have enough points to redeem what they wanted, so now they're trying to take mine because they saw me win at skee ball.
Is this a prank?
It's not a prank. I'm trying. Oh my. I think.
Where are you?
I'm in the men's room. Oh man, they just found me. They found me. Holy shit! Oh my god! Hello?
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 Are you in Dave & Buster's in Honolulu?
Yes.
On the second floor?
Yes.
1 second. I'm sending somebody up there right now.
Okay, but how long?
They're headed up right now.
I'm terrified. These motherfuckers are tough. I think they grew up on Sesame Street.
Hold on. I'm going to park you, and I'm going to give you to a manager.
I just farted.
Sorry, one more time?
I just farted.
Can I get your name, sir?
Yeah, it's Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah, D-R-E-K-K, Drake. Pardon me. Ma'am, who are you sending?
Did anyone come up there?
Not yet. Tell them to follow the smell.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to park it and give you to my manager.
Use your left nostril.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to park you and give you to my manager.
They scared the shit out of me, ma'am.
Hello, my factory. How may I help you?
Hello. Hi. This is the Fun Factory, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm in the bathroom right now, and I have to apologize for my child.
Oh, why? What happened?
Oh, he's rather embarrassed. I'm in here cleaning him up. He defecated in his pants. And so I'm cleaning him up, but he told me, you know the skee ball machine?
Yeah.
He just told me that he took what he had put in his own pants, and he put it in the 50-point hole in the skee ball machine.
Okay, we'll check it out and see if that's
okay, because I don't want somebody to roll a ball, hit the 50, and then get a doo-doo caca feces ball back. And that'll mess up the works.
Okay, yeah,
that'll mess up the works of everything inside.
Okay, yeah, we'll check it out.
Okay. You want me to hold, or you want me to come see someone when we're done in here?
You can come back into the store.
I'm still in here. I got him sitting in the toilet, in the bathroom. I got him sitting in the sink trying to get all the doo-doo caca feces off of him.
This is, you're at the Mililani one, right? You're in the town center bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you said it was at skee ball, right?
Yeah, skee ball. 50-point hole. He said he put a whole handful in there.
Yeah, we don't really have a way of opening it up, that's why.
Oh.
So we can check it out, and we'll, you're gonna come, could I just get your phone number then, so I can call you back just in case? You're gonna come back to the store, right?
No.
Oh, you're not gonna be able to?
No, it's not that I'm not able to, it's I don't want to.
Oh. You mind if I just get your phone number and I can call you back?
No. I did my job. I told you about the doo-doo caca feces in hole number 50.
Well, it's just in case the game is damaged, that's why.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to call me back, it's
307-785. Okay. Yeah, we'll check it out, and then Yeah, we'll probably call you back if there's like any damage, but we'll check it out.
Okay. Well, I'm going back to the mainland on Monday, so I guess if it's damaged and you can't get a hold of me, just go ahead and chalk it up to a learning experience.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for letting us know then.
Okay. All right. And there's a baby crying.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, we'll check it out right now.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye. And thanks to everybody that shares calls and memories of the Carlito, who unfortunately passed away on Monday. Will be 3 years. 3 years ago, we lost a comedic genius. And
wait, soon.
Yeah.
What? Everybody, his influence is still felt.
Remote Mall from Factory. This is Jada speaking.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? What your name is?
Jada.
Like J-A-D-A?
Yes.
Hi. I have a problem with my kid. I'm in the bathroom right now.
What?
My kid's in the bathroom. Like my kid had an accident in his underpants. And no, it's not a prank, ma'am. You know the claw machine? Hello?
Okay, hold on.
J-Daw.
That's you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's a prank or not, but just answer the phone.
It's Matthew.
Hi, Matthew. I don't know why she thinks this is a prank. I'm with my child in the men's bathroom. He had an accident in his under trousers. And I'm calling to let you know because he just told me that he was over by the claw machine, the one over by Golden Empire. And he was embarrassed that he made a fecal deposit in his underpants. And he said he took what was in his, like the accident he had, and he put it into that pink claw machine that's by Golden Empire. Like at the bottom where you get your prize, he put poo poo caca in there.
Okay, bud.
So he says the one right next to Golden Empire. He said there was two pink ones right next to Golden Empire. It's the one closest to Golden Empire.
Okay, bud.
So I wanted to let you know that there's poo poo caca in there.
Yeah. I understand. I'll grab some gloves and some Clorox wipes, and I'll be right.
I don't understand why Jada thought it was such an inconvenience for me to be heard to warn people about the E. coli mess that's in that machine.
Yeah, no. I definitely appreciate it, but I don't necessarily know why. I guess she thought. I honestly have no idea what she was thinking, but I don't know.
He's a handful. He's 23, but he's got the mind of a 12-year-old, so he still doesn't know right from wrong.
Yeah. You're good, bud. No worries.
Can I talk to Jada again real quick? I'd like to apologize to her.
Yeah, absolutely, bud. No worries.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
He just wants to
tell you.
No, hello?
Hi, Jada.
Hello.
I'm out of the bathroom. It wasn't a prank call. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. It was a weird echo in the background. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, we're in the bathroom.
But everything's all right.
Oh, everything's okay? Yeah, everything's okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
He shit his pants, Jada. Shit in all his pants.
All right, I'll be right out, bud.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, is this Parkman?
Who is this?
It's ass.
Ass. Ass.
Parkman sends me numbers all the time, especially like places he's at, and then he goes and checks what happened afterwards for me. All the time.
It's fun to just sit there and wait to see what happens.
He's had me call bars and like describe people that are there, and I'm like, oh, all right. And then we just start fucking with me sitting there candidly taking pictures of them.
The funniest one was the hotel where I got the wrong room number. And that poor lady was sitting there at the front desk complaining. And I was like, oh, God, he woke somebody up. And I was on trying to get you to call the other side. Oh, man, that was horrible, but hilarious.
They probably deserved it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're calling me up on the show, so the last dinner I had with him, it was like, I won't say three or four months before he passed. And I was able to visit Pennsylvania for work. And we got to go to this restaurant he recommended for a steak dinner. And he got there and we talked about a lot of stuff. He, as everybody knows, he's pretty democratic. He's very fair guy. And we got to plenty of discussion about that. And he had some interesting opinions on different things. Overall, just pleasant conversations. The only thing that, you know, it really perturbed me on the whole thing was he couldn't finish his meal. And, you know, I made a point to make sure that he could have, a good dinner when he came out there, and he couldn't finish it up. And it was mainly because of his health issues, and he ended up taking a lot of it home. But yeah, steak and all that is hell on the kidneys, so he couldn't finish that up. And that was kind of the first time, you know, I saw, well, probably the second time I saw that, you know, he wasn't doing so well. But overall, he was optimistic and I guess always being the comedian he was, to make sure that all of us were entertained, even when it's just like one person like me. Chicago, after we met up there, he after you guys left up and I drove him to the train station.
Oh yeah, you guys went and handed out food, all of our leftover food on the way to the train station.
We actually did hand that out. He stopped out the passenger side of the car and rolled the window down and just gave it to random people in Chicago who obviously needed the food, and gave that food out that we had left over from the meetup. I will tell you that the one funny story that I had was we got to visit the Chicago Bean at the park down there in Chicago. And he's, if anybody doesn't know, I'll tell you, Carlito is a, he's that cat that sits on top of the table next to the spoon, and he pushes that spoon off of the table for no reason. that is Carlito in a nutshell right there, because I'll tell you, we were sitting there watching the Chicago Bean, and he was just watching this random, you know, guy going across the bean, you know, yelling at people and talking with people, you know, he obviously had issues or whatever, and he would he was watching them with me, and I was just, you know, having fun, you know, watching people be, you know, either annoyed or scared or whatever. But Carlito, that's not good enough for him. He calls that guy over and starts talking to the damn guy. And that guy sits right beside me and starts talking to me about something about his sister trying to get in three cabs, trying to get a ride for something. And Carlito was sitting down laughing his ass off at this whole situation. And I'm sitting here getting spit on by this guy and everything. I'm just like, why the hell did you do this?
I was waiting for Carlito to be like, hey, you want a ride? We'll give you a ride.
He probably would have offered it to him at this point. But I was just sitting there, uh-huh, yeah, right. And I'm sitting there looking at Carlito, like, what in the world did you think was going to happen by calling this guy over here? We had a good thing going just watching the entertainment. But no, that wasn't good enough for him. He called him over there and, started talking with him. And, you know, he ended up, at, like, giving us a 15-minute conversation over something and asking us for money. I remember Carlo gave him some cash, and I'm like giving him some cash, and it was like he left, but it was like, I don't know. That's one thing about him that he did was create a situation and create a, you know, something that could be humorous or just spark something up. It wasn't just something to be around him to be, I don't know, normal or boring. It was something to be enjoyed.
I got a question for you. Whatever happened to your rental car after Carlito threw up all over in it while we were going down the freeway?
Well, I was getting on that one too, but no, I think I did not take the rental car back like that. I didn't want it to be billed like that. So yes, have I cleaned up Carlito puke? Yes, I have.
Well, you got it was at that replay at Lincoln Park in Chicago. He got just shit-faced at that meetup, like to the point where he had autographed a cheeseburger with a Sharpie, and then he ate part of it after he had signed it. Yeah, he wasn't the one who ate that.
It was somebody else ate that burger, and I'm surprised.
To tell you the truth, it might have been Strange Life, if I recall right. Strange Life was there.
Strange Life ate that burger because I remember I bought that burger. I bought two burgers, and he got one of them. And for some reason, it fell on the floor. Well, he left it on the floor. He's like, yeah, it's gone now, you know. I don't want anybody else to eat it. Somebody else picked the damn burger up and put it back on the table. And I remember he, you know, signed the burger, you know, and just like, oh, I just left it there and walked away. And next thing you know, we came back and I guess Strange Life is eating that damn burger. So, if he's listening right now, man, checked, I guess. I don't know what to tell you at this point.
Yeah, Carlito was far and gone. This place didn't have a bar. Like, it had a bar, but they didn't have food. So, like, you ordered on a tablet there, and some joint next door brought you, like, a $10 burger. And it was just, like, a fucking burger. Like, you didn't come with much of anything. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they were microwaving frozen patties next door and bringing it over.
Yeah, at that point, I didn't know how, you know, that type of service were, DoorDash or whatever. I remember going to this chef or to, you know, whoever at that place and asking, you know, where's my burger? You know, like, they haven't, you know, bring it. Yeah, you need to check your app. I'm like, I don't know how this shit works. Whatever, man. You know, I walk away, and next thing you know, there's a burger that arrives. I'm like, oh, okay, this is convenient service.
Give me my burger, motherfucker. Yeah, Carlito, he was definitely shit-faced after that. We're going down the freeway. No warning out. All over the fucking... He was in the front seat, thank God. Because I was in the back, and I'd have been like... Bleh, bleh. Parkman's like trying to cut across like three lanes of traffic to get to the shoulder. It was already too late.
Parkman, tell him about how when you was driving, what he was doing to you, like when you're sitting next to you by the horn and such.
Oh, that was Giot. He did that too. We were driving because we were going to Walmart, and fucking Giot was driving. And okay. Carlito kept reaching over and hitting the horn on him while he was driving.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, we're, like, in Chicago. Like, dude, you can't fucking be doing that. Yeah. Then we get to the Walmart parking lot. And it's, like, a whole big complex. So, like, there's other buildings, like, strip malls right next to it. There's people walking. Carlito's still reaching over, hitting the horn, making it look like Giot's fucking honking at everybody. And he was fucked up at that point too, because he had been at Hillick's house at his apartment.
Oh man!
So like he was hanging out with Hillick for about 3 hours before we all got there, and he was like, "Oh, he goes, I think I took too many Xanax." Like he literally was like, "Ah, I see." Like he's like, "I've seen a double." I'm like, "God damn it, Carlito!" Like we're shopping for shit for like the Airbnb. He's grabbing big like those big ass tubs of like Cheeto Puffs. Like, getting those, like, obviously shopping while he was higher than shit. Like, he was just fucked up.
Cheetos. He had the munchies for sure.
And, yeah, he was, I think I did too much at Hillick's. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. We're like, getting burgers and stuff so we could grill at the Airbnb that night. And, like, and that was the only Walmart that didn't have produce for some god-awful reason. And Giad's like, oh, I got frozen patties. I was like, if I'm going to grill, I was like, I'm not doing no fucking frozen patties. I was like, we need to get some fresh motherfucking meat. But yeah, we ended up going to some other place in that same plaza to get produce and fresh meat. Like, it was just frozen shit at the Walmart. It was dumb.
I think that was the first time that Carlito actually had White Castle, and he thought that green beans.
That was my first time having White Castle too, actually.
Oh Lord, I missed those.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they don't have White Castle up there and towards the north, because I mean
they do, yeah. But they're far and few between. I think the nearest one to me is almost hour and 15 away.
Ohio, at least.
But they we ate really good there. I remember, because Carlito, we got that White Castle the night I think we came back from the arcade, the barcade, because Carlito was fucked up. He went to bed. We got back to the Airbnb, and he, passed the fuck out for, the entire night. Kenji was downstairs in his wolf costume, fucking draped over a single, not even a recliner. It's just a single seat, and he's, draped across the arms. He's fucking almost passed out. And then he came to later. We were getting ready to do Giad's show or somebody's show. And he's sitting there trying to eat White Castle, cold White Castle burgers through his mask. Through the wolf mask. He's, trying to shove them in to eat. We're like, you could just take that off. No. He's like, ah. And then Carlito's like, where did all the burgers go? And, all this shit the next day. We're like, no, they were just downstairs. Kenji had brought it down. There's more. They're back in the fridge now. And he's like, wow, so hungry. Yeah, that was the same. He was having trouble with Homer. Jack. Homer was having, he had bloat or whatever the hell it was that, the thing where the dog's stomach flips or something. Because he got a call from Athena that night, and Homer was having issues. So he wasn't feeling good. Homer was having issues. But that's also the shit. Where is it? That's the weekend Carlito introduced us to.
Good morning, Julia. It's me, Joe.
Because it was on one of his favorite podcasts, at Mom's House, I think it is. Because we went and saw her stand-up while we were there in Chicago. A bunch of people went to Hillix Art Show, and then me, Kenji, Carlito, and Jag TV went to the stand-up comedy show. And then we met up with everyone later and ended up going to the Wiener Circle. And RBCP paid $20 for a chocolate shake, which was basically the women in the back started banging around a bunch of pans and stuff, and then one of them flashes her titties and starts jumping up and down. And he's like, here, there's your chocolate shake. It's $20.
Show your titty!
Yep. Yep, they also cursed at you. Their food sucked, but you kind of went for the experience.
Yeah, I do regret not getting there in time to go to that restaurant. But when I did get there, it was pretty funny. Just the shenanigans that did ensue. I did give Carlito that little red child's bat with a little red lobster sticker on it to about the going into Red Lobster and beating into the lobster cage with a bat. He ended up hitting RBCP with the bat. I think Brad got the bat and beat him right back with it.
He
took that bat home.
He brought a fucking bullhorn too, and I think Kenji has it actually. I think because Carly didn't want to take it back with him on the train for some reason. He brought it on the train, but didn't want to take it back on the train, I guess. But I think he gave it to Kenji. I think he still has it too. Yes. It was definitely fun times. The first time in Chicago, he made fun of the way I dress. He goes, "Are you gonna change? You were going out to eat. Are you gonna change?" And I'm like, "Yeah, dude." I was like, "I was just in a car for 4.5 fucking hours. I was wearing something comfortable. Yeah, I'm gonna change. I'm gonna fucking change." He's like, "Oh, you couldn't have shaved?" And it was stubble. It wasn't I had a full growth. It was no worse than what this is right now. He's like, "Oh, you couldn't have shaved? You couldn't shave?" It's like, dude, wait, my fucking stylist over here? All worried about what I'm wearing and my fucking facial growth? What the fuck, dude?
He's busting your balls.
I know.
I mean, could you imagine coming out there so people would recognize you and be like, okay, well, there's this shirtless guy coming up to me.
When we were there, we went to Denny's or something that first meetup in Chicago, and there was somebody sitting there, and I want to think it's, I almost want to say it was Bucket of Walnuts. I think it's who it was. He was like, someone was like, oh, are you guys here for the meetup? And Carlito claimed, he goes, I'm Dwight, that's Carlito. And I'm like, fuck you, Carlito. Like, he's like, he was fucking with this kid. And he's not a kid, he was a fucking adult. But he's like, everyone was like, hey, you want to come eat with us? And he's like, nah, he goes, I'm just going to kind of chill and eat. And he goes, I'll see you guys later. I was like, oh, look at that. You fucked it up, Carlito. I was like, you made him think we didn't like him or something. God damn it.
We're all kids, bro.
From that meetup in that arcade, I can tell you the most probably memorable moments on the last part of it was the dad walking in and me and Jayad just talking. And the next thing, we just stopped talking, looking there like that's freaking the dad, you know, walking by.
you were gonna go pick him up because he was like, I have $1 and I don't know how to. And we're like, just get here, dude. We'll fucking take. I don't have the money. And then you had offered to go pick him up, and it was like traffic was fucking crazy. And you're like, I'll go get him. And the car was like, oh, fuck this, we'll send an Uber and all this shit. And we were joking that he was gonna jump out of the vehicle, like out of the car on the way, because he was just like making up all these wild excuses on why he could not go. I don't even want to go. He did. He was talking shit on Facebook Messenger when I was standing across the fucking table from him, and I don't think he realized I was there. He's like, you're a pussy, bro. And I'm like, what's that now? And he's like, oh, he's like got real quiet and a little timid. And we did so much to get him there. Like, I think Carlos said it was like $35-$40 each way to send an Uber. Like, he didn't even live far. And then everybody like was buying him drinks and stuff. Like, it's like, oh, we'll take care of you. We'll take care of you.
Bless your heart. Bless his heart.
Deja vu.
We had a good time.
Yeah, we definitely did.
It was a good job.